Hey girl, hey, and thanks for dropping in to the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Candid convo for the girl needing a lifestyle plot twist when she's deciding if it's time to switch, pivot, or quit. I'm Ayana Angel, a former sports entertainment publicist in New York City, turned traditionally published author with Simon & Schuster, who quit my old life to write a book, live in London for a bit, and explore my dreams to find my happiness and fulfillment. I'm here to help encourage and guide you through your plot twist years as your chief encourager and host of the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes if you have enjoyed listening to this podcast so far. And check out switchpivotorquit.com for even more personal and professional development resources. But for now, just sit back, open your mind, and enjoy the show. So today we are going to be talking all about getting your life together. Okay, really it comes down to personal development and the things that they don't tell you and they don't talk to you about when you're growing up. And it's so funny because I heard someone say, like, you know, as my kid is growing up, I don't want someone to ask them what they want to be. And I actually think it was Rochelle of Liquid Courage Cosmetics. And she said that in our live podcast interview from last month. And if you haven't checked that out, definitely go and check out that episode. And she was saying that in regards to this emphasis that everyone puts on who you want to be when you grow up and asking that question when you're in your youth and you can't possibly know what type of hand life is going to deal you. You haven't been through anything. You haven't experienced anything. So you really don't know, like, who you want to be, you know, like, or what you want to be, let's say. And I started thinking about it the other day and I was like, you know, the question is not so much what you want to be when you grow up. This is what I would be thinking, how I would want to train my children. It's not so much what you want to be. It's more so who you want to be. Who you want to be in this world, who you want to be in this life, what you want to give of yourself to this world, what type of human being you want to be known as being, what type of personality and person do you want to display to the world and give to the world, because that helps to create what you want to be. So the who you want to be helps to create the what you want to be, because the who you want to be and the what you want to be should be in line. There should be some parallel between them. There should be some similarities. And typically when there is, that's when a person tends to find their greatness. That's when they tend to really flourish and excel, if you will, at life. And those of us watching them from the sidelines and from the outside looking in, we're thinking, wow, this is amazing. You know, they've just got it all and everything is just so great. But a lot of times the people that really have it all or seem to have it all and everything seems to be so great, it truly is because they figured out who they are as a person. They figured out what they want as a person. And we've talked about this before on a past episode. We've talked about your values. And when you are on this journey of self-development and personal development, you really start to understand how what you value plays a larger role in your life and in the decisions that you make in your life. When you know what you value, it's easier for you to understand how you want to display yourself, portray yourself, whatever choice word you want to use. It helps you to understand how what you want to give to the world, what you want to show to the world, and what you're willing to accept, and your own boundaries. You know, sometimes they say everything that glitters is not gold, right? And so every opportunity that looks shiny and great and perfect for you might not be. But when you have a strong sense of self and when you have a strong sense of your values and what matters to you, that helps those decisions to be a little bit easier. It helps you to kind of see past the shine and the glitz and glamour for what things really are. And I wanted to talk about this today because it's one of those things that they don't talk to you about this when you're growing up. They don't talk to you about this. And I'm not even just saying in the times where you're young and you're in elementary and people are asking you what you want to be when you grow up. I'm talking about as you really get to those years where you should be making conscious life decisions, like when you're in high school and you're about to graduate and you're deciding what's next for you. You're deciding if you're going to go to college or what type of continued education you might want to embark on, if any at all. You know, those are the times where I think the people around you and the people closest to you and the people that have some type of say-so or impact on your life should be talking to young people about what type of person they want to be and how that really doing that self-discovery and really understanding yourself plays into and has a larger impact on your future than you could ever know. Because I think that's where so many of us, we check the boxes and we go along and we go through life and then we get to this point where we're like, not really happy, not really fulfilled. What's next? What am I going to do? Well, I think that's a lot of where that comes from is because we haven't taken the time to really understand ourselves, to really understand what makes us tick, to really understand the person inside that has to live this life. Not the facade that we want to create and display for other people, but the true human being connected to emotions, connected to action, connected to feelings. What does that person really want? What does that person really long for? What really connects with their spirit and their heart, which will move them in a way every day that they will feel fulfilled for the most part in what they're doing in life? What does that person want? What does that inside feeling and those gut values and things like that, what does that connect with? That's what we have to figure out. And I was listening to the podcast, The Makings of Oprah. I'm not exactly sure that that's the correct name, but you can find it if you Google it. If you haven't listened to it, I definitely say check it out, especially if you're going through transition periods in your life with your career, because it talks about truly the makings of Oprah. And we all know Oprah and we all love Oprah. And we've seen Oprah, if you're, you know, like of any significant age, you've seen, and I shouldn't say significant age, but if you're past like 30, you've probably seen the changes that Oprah has gone through at a certain point in her career, or at different points in her career, let's say, to get her to the woman that she is today, the person that we all know. You know, she started off as an anchor, and that was probably a wonderful accomplishment in so many people's eyes, but she took it much further than that. And this podcast talks about the makings of her, how all of that truly came together, and how there were times where she didn't know what she was doing from one moment to the next, even with the Oprah show. She didn't know what she was doing. The staff didn't know what they were doing. And then it also talks about a time where the show started to transition. She had found success with the show, but she started understanding her person better and understanding and learning her person more. And that brought about a change for the show because the topics and the things that she wanted to talk about started to change. She wanted to touch on things that would impact people's lives and their minds in a deeper way. And I have so much respect for that because people from the outside were like, oh, you can't make these significant changes. That's crazy. Don't do that. That's not the way to go, because they didn't want her to stray too far from what was making the show a success. But she had to follow her intuition. She had to follow what felt right for her. And if you listen to any number of interviews that Oprah does, especially most recent ones, she talks a lot about doing what feels right for her. And so she followed her gut and her intuition with the show and the show's direction. And if you notice, a lot of the content for the Oprah show in the later years has to do with a lot of the things that so many of us are dealing with right now. Because she understood. She got it. She knew. We just weren't there yet. I could say for myself, I was too young to be there. I was, you know, just coming into, like, not even young adulthood, just teenager and all these things, and trying to figure out those day-to-day things, let alone, like, what it feels like or what it is to really know yourself and really understand yourself and be in tune with what you want and your own expectations of yourself. But that's the things that she started to really touch on for women in particular with her show. And it's not a coincidence. It's because so many of us get to that point in life where we're trying to figure it out. Or trying to understand what's next. And a part of understanding what's next is understanding what is in the present, who you are, what you want, what your expectations are for yourself, what your values are for yourself, what truly speaks to your spirit, your soul, your interests. That's a part of figuring that out. That's a part of figuring out the what's next. It's not all about figuring out what career is next for you and things like that. It's about figuring out what is next for you as a person, what resonates with you as a person. So that's why I say I really wanted to touch on the fact that we're not necessarily groomed for understanding and dealing with and facing these types of big questions in life. A lot of us are not. So hopefully in us understanding this and talking about these things now, as we continue to develop and grow and figure things out for ourselves, as we groom the generation that comes behind us and comes after us, hopefully we will be mindful of these things to have these types of conversations and plant these seeds in them so that they will be better equipped at an earlier age than maybe we were. And I really wanted to talk about this because I realized that a lot of the posts that are posted on the Life According to Her Instagram account, the ones that really connect with people and really resonate with people are the ones where the words sum up something like, I don't have it all figured out. I'm trying to figure it out. Shout out to everybody else who's trying to figure it out and get their life together. But the whole thing is, I'm working on me. That's a challenging part of life, but I'm doing it. I'm working through it. I'm figuring it out. I'm owning it. I'm championing myself. The best is yet to come. I have the rest of my life ahead of me. I can do this. I can take control of this. I am going to do amazing things. It's those types of posts that really resonate with people. And I don't think it's a coincidence. It's not a coincidence because if I notice a theme and a trend here, that's the same type of content that resonated with Oprah's audience, because there is a point in life where we all go through these times where we're trying to figure it out. And when we're trying to figure it out, we take comfort in knowing that other people are trying to figure it out too. We're not alone in this journey, and also that there's resources and that there's people willing to talk to us about the times when they were trying to figure it out, about how they came on the other side, giving us tools and things to think about to help us to be better people, to be the best person that we could be. And so it really sounds cliche, especially now that people have started to overuse someone like Oprah's words when she says, oh, I'm just trying to live my best life and I'm trying to help people live their best life. But that's truly what we are all trying to do at the end of the day. None of us want to look up in the end and feel like we didn't live our best life and feel like there were rocks that we didn't turn over and explore and pieces of our lives that we could have done more with, or that we could have delved into more and really understood more so that we could be the best person that we could be. No, we all want to reach the end and say, I did everything I could. I lived my best life. I lived my happiest life. I lived my most fulfilled life. I live my life where I explored as much as I possibly could, where I loved as hard as I possibly could, where I gave as much as I possibly could, where I understood as much as I possibly could. I learned as much as I possibly could. In the end, we all just really want to say, I lived as much as I possibly could. And so with that, I thank you for joining me today. I hope that you are on your journey and you are reaching the point where you are feeling like, in the end, you'll be able to say, I lived as much as I possibly could. That's what I'm working on right now. Getting to that point where I can say, I lived as much as I possibly could. I lived out loud. That's the dopest right there. Being able to really, truly feel like you lived out loud. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me. And you know what? No matter what you do, just keep killing it.